Michigan Broadcast.
Yeah.
Phones lighting up now. Cockfighters checking in. Hello.
Yeah. I hear you're talking about cockfighting.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be kidding me. I've seen that since I was a kid.
Up this way?
No, I'm not from up here.
Oh, whereabouts?
I'm from Missouri.
Oh, and they did quite a bit of that down there?
Oh, yeah. People raised Baney roosters and fought them.
Uh-huh. What was the attraction of cockfighting, do you think?
I don't know. I never really cared for it. I just knew the people that went to it. And I even raised some chickens. I raised them just because I liked the chickens. I never fought them or anything.
Uh-huh.
But the little Baneys, they're kind of funny to watch. They get out there, you know, and they'll fight.
Uh-huh.
Just amongst themselves. But what they do, you understand how they do that, don't you?
No.
Well, they put spurs on them, little razor blades, and they on their legs, and they're not just a chicken, two chickens fighting. You got to understand that. These people put razor blades on their legs, and then they use those.
So it's kind of like in Ben-Hur, where the guy had that special kind of wheel that could take out the spokes on Ben-Hur's chariot?
Well, I don't know about that.
Huh.
It's a sport. It's the same as dogs.
Or football?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
So were these cockfighting events open to the public?
Well, if you knew where to go.
So it was kind of like going to a speakeasy during Prohibition.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. Exactly.
And did you attend some of them?
Oh, never once. Never had any desire to go.
Uh-huh. Did you hear stories about them?
Well, I knew people that fought.
Uh-huh.
Sure, yeah.
And generally, how many people showed up for these cockfights?
Oh, I had no idea. Usually, the way I understood it was 50 or 60.
Uh-huh.
Amazingly enough, the people I knew that were going and that were big into it were also, one guy was the Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan, if that gives you any indication.
Yeah, I knew it was primarily a lot of lonely men.
Well, no, these guys were family people.
Yeah, well, the KKK, that's been the good side always of the KKK. They've always been good family men.
But
unless,
I don't know.
You know, all of a sudden they wind up with a black child.
Well, yeah, that's, you know,
that's trouble.
What we call hypocrisy, but that's prevalent. Mm-hmm. I would say that the man in the White House probably been to a few cockfights himself.
Well, he's in a hell of a one now, actually. You know, wouldn't that be an interesting way to learn of the existence of God? If all guys in the KKK had black children, see, then you would know there's a God. Because you would have to say to yourself, there is a wonderful cosmic force playing with evil forces down here, and then you could honestly go to bed at night knowing for a fact there's a God. Because who else would mess around like that and pull a practical joke like that and mess with the heads of the Klan? That would have to be God.
Oh yeah, no. That's I get a kick out of a lot of things I hear.
Mm-hmm. Hitler.
And actually, I was just flipping through the dial and heard you talk about cockfighting.
So let me get this straight. You're from Missouri. You're living up here now. Every night, generally, you don't have a particular station you like. You just flip around the dial. But if you hear something that relates to back home, boom, you're on the phone.
Well, no. Oh. Actually, the first time I've ever called in.
First time and on cockfighting, of all the things.
Yeah, odd. But the only reason was it sounded like the people that were talking really didn't know much about it. Hadn't heard much about it.
Yeah. Did you want to go on the air, by the way?
Not particularly.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
I actually I'm off work tonight. I've been having some I've been sick and.
Okay. Well, then you probably don't want to go on the air. That probably is the last thing you'd want.
Well, it's not that I'd necessarily get in trouble, but you know, there's no use for. That's not even an issue, but it's just it's funny when you hear people talk about an issue like that because there's so much emotionalism.
Yeah, well, the guy who's hosting the show apparently grew up in Missouri.
Oh, yeah.
And had a traumatic experience at a cockfight as a young boy where apparently one of these things were turned loose on him.
Yeah.
And so he's
got flogged.
Yeah.
Can I interject something?
Well, you sure can.
Frankly, get over it. He's a kid. He got flogged. Yeah. Flogged by chickens when he was a kid.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I was saying to myself when he was talking about that, I was saying that he got flogged. You know, it happens. I mean, talk to the people who handle turkeys at a turkey processing plant.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. I knew a guy that did it. He'd come home every night scratched up.
Yeah, scratched up and flogged.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's like, so what?
Yeah.
You know, if you can't, but that, I guess today being election day.
Sure. Sure.
And I've been up here a couple of years and I'm not a person that would vote straight ticket by any stretch. I've always voted for the person. But I see. The funny thing is today I really looked at that thing and I said, you know, I'm gonna do one of three things. I'm either gonna vote. What are you doing?
Oh, that's that other guy.
Oh.
Turn off his mic. Go ahead.
I said I'm either gonna vote DFL because that's what they deserve. I'm going to vote straight ticket Republican because that's what we need.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm just going to abstain because it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what I have thought of doing, and this would have been wrong, and I didn't do it. I just entertained it for a while. I thought of just going to the, you know, to the polling booth there and just, you know, making a scene or maybe messing with them a little bit, just kind of making a statement. Maybe with a weapon, I guess.
Well, now see, this country. There's a lot of ways. Let me assure you of one thing. This is not on the air and going to be on the air, right?
Did you want to go on the air?
No.
Oh, you don't want to go on the air.
No, but
well, hang on a second. If we don't go on the air, I think I got to mess with a couple of buttons here. Hang on a second.
Because
there's
process in this country with the internet now. That a guy can create a lot of havoc for someone, but you've got to do two things ethically, and one is to tell nothing but the truth, and not doctored truth like our president. I'm talking about straight arrow. This is the way it is. You've got to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And you would be surprised.
I'll tell you, though, just between you, me, and the fence post, I understand what Tim McVeigh was up to.
Tim McVeigh did it the wrong way.
He did. That was what was clear to me, is that it was the right idea, but he executed it the wrong way.
Well, if he were going to protest, which was what that was a protest, more effectively,
mm-hmm.
his protest...
Not that that wasn't effective. It just was effective, I think, in the wrong direction.
Well, yeah, but more effective... The most effective protest that we as American citizens can do is get a group together and call your congressman daily. 20 people calling your congressman.
Although I got to tell you something, just between you, me, and the fence post, I've been, calling my congressman daily. We got a group of us, maybe about 35 of us, and we haven't made the cover of Time or Newsweek. So just think for a second of what Timmy did in the way of getting a little tension for the cause. You know what I'm saying?
But that's, again, not...
No, I'm not saying he did it the right way. I'm just saying... You know, maybe if he could have, took that baby down later at night.
Well, or you can also do it another way. Mm. You can stand up, you can go out here, say, and the civil disobedience works.
It works. Of course, that was disobedient as hell when you think about it.
Yeah, that was a little extreme. But there's other ways. Take an old beater truck. Drive down to the middle of the airport runway. Beat the distributor wire and a carburetor off of it.
No, you're talking. See, that's something I hadn't thought of.
And then as long you want to get attention, interrupt the flow of commerce.
Yeah, interrupt the flow of commerce, or what I was going to do today was interrupt the polling.
Yeah, that's...
But it wasn't going to be... I wasn't going to fire the weapon, but I just think it would have brought...
But see, anytime you pull a weapon, then that automatically is against the law. There's too many options that are not...
Well, what does the law have to say about, running that truck onto the runway?
Well, yeah, that's true.
So let's get this whole legal business out of our heads. That's what's stopping so many out there right now from doing what really has to be done, I think.
And they make laws that you can't do. But there are a lot of things you can't. You could take a big truck, go rent a big rider.
Well, now we're talking. You said the magic word there. You take a rider and what? Pack her full of fertilizer?
Put it right in the middle of I-35 in rush hour, kill it, and get out.
Maybe leave a note saying, you know, making the point that you want to make.
Yeah. And course, the
and that point is
whatever.
Whatever, anything you want to make.
Yeah. But then again,
leave a note that says whatever. I don't mess with their heads a bit.
Oh yeah, I just put this here because there's so much screwed up in this world.
What's a little more?
What's a little more?
Of course, that's what I argued with Tim in Oklahoma. It wasn't like the world wasn't already seeing a few catastrophes.
Oh, no question.
No question. You know, my daddy grew up down south, and he tinkered around a little bit in the KKK for a while, just dabbled. He didn't realize just how far they were going. He thought they were going to pretty much do things legally. He didn't know anything about the burning crosses and that.
The KKK got broke up by RICO.
RICO?
Mm-hmm.
A discount operation? What is RICO?
RICO is the Gang Act.
Mm-hmm. Gang Act?
Where they used to prosecute the mafia.
Well, just between you, me, and the fence post, I think things were a little better off before RICO came along.
Well, they tend to apply it rather liberally.
You just said the magic word, capital L on that liberal. I know what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I assume that you're definitely a conservative.
Well, yeah, I'm actually hooked up here with a militia group. We operate out of the Arrowhead region. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
No, I'm not. I was in the Corps.
Yeah, I was in the Corps.
Yeah, and the militia, I guess, is fairly strong in this area.
It's big. It's big.
Country.
Everyone, you know, hides it pretty well behind that stoic, you know, Minnesota phlegmatic Scandinavian disposition.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But you can bet it's there.
Well, and you know, I'm not certain the militias are bad.
Well,
I think it's like anything that your leadership has to be moderate, and they have to be responsive. There are good ways. There are good ways
to do bad things.
To do
bad things.
To wake people up, but.
And I'll tell you, some people woke up that day in Oklahoma. Zowie zingo.
Huh?
Well, I'm just saying, weaponry often in this country, unfortunately, has had to be used to wake a few people up.
And that's sad.
And then
you get the mainstream, a lot of mainstream people see the use of a weapon.
Yep.
And they go, oh, these guys are nuts.
Yep.
That's their first reaction.
They see you riding around in a truck with explosives taking out people, and the first thing they say is nutcase. And you say, hey, wait a minute, you don't know me. You know, how about looking at the reasons behind this before you judge me? You know, he who hasn't driven a rider truck with explosives throw the first stone.
Well, yeah. The other thing is too, they want to talk about the laws and all it is preservation of capital and.
Yeah. Well, Illuminati, Trilateral Commission, you can go down that road if you want to.
Trilateral Commission.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah, we've been talking about that at the club. We call it the club. That's our Arrowhead Region Militia Group. But up at the club, we've been dissecting that. And, boy, the connections we can draw between old Jefferson, Clinton, between Madison and Dole and all sorts of stuff like that.
They're all into the same. And it's
same,
all money. It's all
same,
about money.
Same, same, you know. I'll tell you, it's two heads of the same coin.
Yeah.
That's why we got to take the bull by the horns in this business, get to the bottom line, and take matters into our own hands and remedy things before it's too late.
Yeah, but you have to do it in such a way
that they don't catch you.
Well, no, caught.
No.
That's not the problem. You have to do it in such a way that anything you do is gaining support for your cause and a broad-based common support. Now, you're not going to get the cat-loving, sandal-wearing liberals.
No. Nope.
You might as well hang it up.
I'll tell you, I saw a guy with sandals the other day. I just about opened my car door and took him out. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean by that.
Well, I live right downtown here, and I was walking home last night.
You see a guy with sandals?
No, I seen two guys holding hands. That went over like a lead balloon.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something. Every now and then when I see that on the sidewalk, I think, whoops, didn't know the road was this narrow. Whoopsie-daisy.
Yeah.
I guess it is illegal to drive on the sidewalk. Yeah. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, but see, that's the other thing. Those people are really just misguided.
Well, they're misguided, all right.
They have
instead
no
of being
clue.
Guided down the sidewalk, I guided their carcasses right into a brick wall.
The militia groups, though, I think for the most part, just the fact they exist is something the government knows, and I think it keeps them from going further.
You know what we got up in the Arrowhead region? You're not going to believe this. We got a gay militia group. They believe all the things we believe in our club, and they're anti-government, up the yin yang, pardon the pun there, but they're also
gay. Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
They hold hands, people, though. Did I mention they hold hands?
Huh?
They hold hands.
I'm sure they do. Huh? You know?
And.
And the rest of it.
The sandals.
But, that's not a problem. Even. I don't care if a guy, here's the way I look at gayness.
Mm-hmm.
If a person's gay and they keep it behind closed doors, that's fine. No. I don't care.
I got to tell you, just between you, me, and the fence post, one of those guys up that way, and it's just one.
Yeah.
He ain't a bad-looking fella. But, I'm just saying that. I don't, I just want to leave it right there.
Well, we had this guy here that I'd talk to him. He lives in my building here.
Yeah.
And I'd talk to him several times. Seemed like a nice guy. I figured, hey, this guy's out here. He's got girlfriends and everything.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah. Did any of the other fellas find out that you were, kind of making eyes at him or anything like that?
Oh, no, I wasn't making eyes at him.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I'm just saying. He looked like a decent sort of guy.
I didn't read you right there. Okay.
Oh, no. I'm straight. I can't
Keepers.
Really see that.
I'm sorry.
No, don't worry about it. Hey, I'm not sensitive.
I see. Okay.
But I see a lot of things in this country that are screwy, and election day is a crappy day. It's
a hard day. It's a hard day for all of us in the club.
Well, yeah, because that it's all it is a popularity contest, and who's got the most money wins.
Yep. And I tell you.
And
you don't want to go on the air at all with any of this, do you?
Yeah, I really don't.
Okay, well, I tell you, I'm supposed to be working host of the show is looking at me wondering what the heck I'm doing on the phone here.
Yeah, well, that's cool, and I understand. Yeah, I heard you on the cockfighting, and I did.
Yeah, well, that guy does this show. He does not know what he's talking about. He got flogged. He got flogged as a kid. That's all that happened, and he's using it to rail against cockfighting.
Well, just tell him that... that he's had a caller that called in and said that he needs to go to work at a turkey processing plant for a month. He'll get over it.
You betcha. And all the rest of it is just between you and I.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Well,
you
thanks.
Take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Talk Station, AM 1500 KSTP.